Prophetic Sound Podcast. Pray for your mind, pray for your soul on Prophetic Sound Podcast. It's uplifting, God is willing on Prophetic Sound Podcast. Come on, let's praise him like this. All on one accord and what you hear. 'Cause it's uplifting, God is willing on Prophetic Sound Podcast.
People may not understand why I lift my hands and why I say amen and why I do my thing. They may not be driving fancy cars, hanging with the stars. Ain't got that house on the hill, see, that may be a thrill, but I know the man of faith, and I know he can. Move on out of my way. Gotta get on my feet. I just can't sit still. When I feel so real, it's the fear of the Lord. So let's get on one star.
Great day, great day,
yeah.
I'm happy to say, great day.
I'm so happy, yeah,
yeah, yeah. Great day, great day.
People may not understand why I sing for you, why I live for you, why I long for you, just like the deer that panted after the water. My soul longs for you, my soul needs you.
They don't even know my soul.
If they knew, they'd be happy for me. See, your blessing is for me. You gotta stop running. Hold on a little longer. And let you hold on.
Rejoice and be glad in it. This is Prophetess Letitia Smith. I am blessed and honored to be here with all of you on today. I pray that you can hear me all well. We are just working on some technical issues. So I am blessed and highly favored and giving God praise in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You know, tonight is such a special night. You know, who would have known we would have been on a night that just totally made history. We just seen Roe versus Wade rescinded, turned over. Many didn't think it would ever happen, but it has happened. And you know what? There are babies that are going to be safer for it. And I am not ashamed to say that I am pro-life. I have always been pro-life. And God is moving in our land. We are believing God to see more godly decisions being made in places of government and the seven spheres of influence in Jesus' name. I thank God for his mercy and his grace. And I am so blessed to be here tonight. So tonight we are back on Blog Talk. Can somebody say hallelujah? And we are not taking that lightly. We are also celebrating our 17th year. Can somebody say 17? 17th year in media ministry. God is good, and he is good all the time, and he is good all of the time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And I'm just trying to help people get in. It has been a while since we have been on just the radio broadcast. So a lot of people are like, oh my God, I forgot how to do this. So excuse me if there is a little bit of interruption. But tonight is going to be a spectacular night. You know, the Lord has been linking. I call it the strand. You know, the word says that a three-cord strand is not easily broken. The Lord has been linking these strands together and causing us to be in one accord. And the word speaks to just that we will be as the same voice, right? Sounding as the same voice. And this is crazy. My whole thing just shut down. Okay, give me 2 seconds, and we're going to figure this out. We thank God that he's not slack in his promises. He is yes, he is amen, and I give him praise for doing just what he does best, and that is that he does more than we can ask and or think. Hallelujah. And so tonight, as we get ready to just receive the word of the Lord, and as we get ready to receive the vessel of God that has been chosen for such a time as this, there we go. Now I can see everyone and their beautiful phone numbers. Amen. Now that we are in just such a time, amen, as this, we can give God praise and glory. We are going to just start off in prayer. We are going to welcome Holy Spirit into this meeting. We're going to thank God for him being here and establishing his glory here in this place. So, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, no other name is above your name. And we thank you for you and your angelic hosts that are here on tonight, leaving and going to and fro on assignment. Lord, as your word is released in this place tonight, I pray, Lord God, that you will establish your glory, your will, your plan, and your purpose, Father God, in this place for such a time as this. I thank you, Lord, that you have not forgotten us. You were not slack in your promises. Look, we are here on this historic day giving our God praise for the victory that has been won. So tonight, Lord God, I want that to be a testament to all that hear this broadcast, Father God, all that will tune in and download and hear it later in their time zones, Father, that, Lord, you are still a God of miracles. You are still a God that fulfills promises. You are still a God that is yes and amen. There is not found any shortcomings in you, for you are perfection. We thank you, Lord, that you are mighty in all your ways, that you are the God that puts the broken pieces back together again, that, Lord, you are the God that makes things new beyond all things, restoring all things, helping us to accomplish all things. The word says that we are more than conquerors and that there is nothing that is too hard for you. Tonight we come standing on your word, knowing it was written for me, knowing it was written for my brothers and sisters that are on this line tonight, knowing that it was given unto us for your goodwill and your pleasure, Lord God. And so, Lord, we thank you that your thoughts of us are good. Your thoughts of us are lovely. And there is nothing, nothing, hallelujah, that the enemy can do about it. Come on, somebody just say hallelujah. There is nothing that the enemy can do about it because we are your chosen, Lord. We are your favored, Lord. We are the apple of your eye. Lord, when we wake up in the morning and say, hello, Father, good morning, Holy Spirit, I can see the smile on your face, Lord God. When we lay our head down praising your holy name, Lord God, I see the warmth in your heart towards us. So tonight, Lord God, we realign with you. We realign with your purposes and your plans. We realign with the things that are holy and the things that make your heart swoon. Father, I pray for your vessel tonight. Lord, I pray for Dr. Charity tonight, Lord, that you will give her that word in due season. You will give her, Lord God, what it is you are willing to establish in this place tonight, that, Lord, you will touch her in ways that, Lord God, she would never have known, that we will all experience you in an incredible way on tonight. We join with heaven. We join with your worship and your praise. And we give you all the glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God is so good. God is so good. And I don't know who needs to hear that. I don't know who's feeling like, look, I'm in the middle. I feel like I've been in the middle of this, that, and the other for so long. I don't know how I'm going to finally just cross over. I just keep hearing the Lord saying, you will cross over in this season in the name of Jesus. I thank God that he is not a God that is slack in his promises. He is faithful, never, never to leave us or forsake us. That word never is a powerful word. That's a forever word. That's a word that cannot be broken. That is what we call covenant. Amen. And when the Lord says, I will never, he said he couldn't swear on anything else. So he swore by himself. He would never leave you. He would never forsake you. He would never leave Letitia. He would never forsake Letitia. Tonight, I want you to put your name in the word and believe God for his yes and his amen to be applied to you in truth, in honor, in justice, and commitment, because that's who he is, and he loves you. So tonight, I am so excited, if you can't tell. I have invited... Well, actually, Holy Spirit invited, because it was definitely a Holy Spirit encounter and meeting. Dr. Charity is, and I'm going to go ahead and unmute her, but she is one of the most amazing women of God I have met in such a long time. She is a fresh breath of air. When you are around her, the joy that exudes from her, I'm telling you, and I'm telling you from my personal experience. I can't tell you anything else. I know what Holy Spirit did when I met this woman of God. I literally didn't want to go home. I just wanted to keep talking with her and chit-chatting and getting to know more and more about this woman of God, who God has chosen for such a time as this. Dr. Charity, as I'm calling her, she is a doctor. She has multiple degrees, one being in divinity and biblical studies. She is a graduate of CLU. She loves missions. She's traveled over to 70 countries and 6 continents. She is a wife. She is all things, you know, and that's enough, because that, you know, you got to be a general engineer nowadays to be a mother and a wife and all these good things, right? But even more than that, she is genuine. I came into our relationship knowing nothing, and she was just so gracious and so loving and so caring and just so down to earth. And then when I started to dig a little, like, okay, I'm going to get to know my sister, then I'm like, wow, she has all these accolades. You know, I know people who could barely pour water and they have so much pride I can't get their head through the building. But that is not this woman of God. And that's a joke, by the way. Many know my humor. But she is the truth. She is the real deal. And many of you know who have tracked with Prophetic Wind for 17, going on 18 years now. You know that one of our ministries, it involves the help of the angelic host. And we've talked about the angels and their assignments with us and how we labor, co-labor with heaven. We've talked about those things. And so when I began to do some research and listen to some teachings by Dr. Charity, it absolutely bore witness with my spirit. It shed insight on the things that I had experienced, but not necessarily knew how to put into words. And there was so much biblical truth and sound doctrine behind it. I had to say, this is my girl. This is my people. We are set and knitted in the same cloth. And so I reached out and I said, I'm going to cast my bread upon the sea and see if the Lord returns the harvest. And I said, so I was like, hey, you know, I have this awesome podcast and, you know, we're tracking in 99 countries right now because Prophetic Wind say, woo, woo. We love God for what he's done. And I want to know if you'll come and you'll just share and you'll pour out and just give the people whatever God has for you. Because, you know, we don't do anything scripted in this ministry. I don't know nothing about that. and she absolutely was like, yes, let's do it. And I was like, yay. So without further ado, I want to introduce my friend, my sister, the powerful woman of God, Dr. Charity. How are you, woman of God?
Oh, I am wonderful. Thank you so much for having me. It is great to be with you tonight. I am grateful for the honor of joining you.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know, we were so excited when I told the ministry you were coming. They're like, yay. So one of my testimonies is, you know, we got a lot of testimonies, but one of my testimonies that is so awesome, and I want you to teach as much as God has laid on your heart. But so my battle experience in the Lord, one of the things that happened was I was in a drive-by shooting, and I was in a vehicle where multiple people lost their lives. Not one bullet hit me. To this day, I know it's God, but after I gave my life to the Lord gives me this vision of that incident. And he shows me this beautiful angel covering me as these bullets are flying all around me. And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I wept. I just wept. Like, you love me that much that you sent You sent your servant to protect me on that day. And I tell people that testimony all the time, because I think that sometimes we, as Christians, if we're early in our spirituality, or even later in our spirituality, sometimes we forget that we have help from heaven, right? We forget that we have these different resources that God has given us. And so tonight I labeled the topic, the angels in the glory realms, because I just felt like the Lord wanted to talk about some of the deeper things that we have in God, that we can acknowledge in the Lord, when we're talking about heaven and it's open doors that are there for us on a daily basis. And so, Dr. Charity, I want you to just talk about whatever God has led you to. Please tell the people a little about you and your ministry, and whatever you feel led on your heart to introduce yourself with.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Well, I'm the founder of Glory Waves Ministries, as you mentioned, and our heart is really to be an equipping organization. You know, I'm passionate about the sacred supernatural, making the mystical practical in believers' everyday lives. And so I really, I'm passionate about helping you, equipping you to do the stuff. You know, so for example, I don't just want to give you a word from God. I want to teach you how to hear God's voice to yourself. You know, I don't want to interpret your dream for you. I want to teach you how to interpret your dreams and understand God's messages to you for yourself. And especially around this topic, I don't want to just, you know, tell you about the visions of angels that I see. You know, I want to actually teach you how to look into the spirit realm and see these heavenly warriors that are guarding you for yourself. So I'm really excited for the opportunity to share with you tonight. I have written pretty much all of my books are on the sacred supernatural. We have training courses on dream interpretation, on partnering with angels. And so so it's always fun when I get to talk about my most favorite things. And I absolutely loved your testimony about, so literally, I mean, that's what Hebrews 1:14 says, that the angels are ministering spirits sent to serve and assist those who inherit salvation. So just like you experienced, it was Psalm 91. Right? God talks about, oh, he's protecting you, saving you, covering you with the feathers under the wings, right? And 1,000 fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it didn't come near you. And then it goes on to say, well, he's given his angels charge over you to guard you in all of your ways. So what does that look like? That's great on paper. What does it actually look like in our everyday lives? Well, it looks like a drive-by shooting that you survive without one bullet wound. I mean, that's, oh my goodness, the word made flesh in your life. So I literally have glory bumps. I love that testimony. Hallelujah.
Whew. Yes. Well, you know, I definitely have, we'll have to sit and talk, but I want people to know that the Lord, I mean, his word is real. The word says that he was made flesh. It is real. And I'm with you on that. I think that a lot of it is really just one, knowing your glorious inheritance and then activating it, right? And being activated in those things. And so when Dr. Charity says, I want to teach you, I want you to hear God for yourself, I want you to know God for yourself, that is the opportunity that Christ gave us when the veil was torn. So I am all for that. So Dr. Charity, on a daily basis, I'll say it that way, on a daily basis, how does one kind of position themselves to begin to open themselves up to be able to hear from God in these different ways?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, I think the very early morning is ideal. You know, when we're just waking up, it's kind of this sacred time when we're still kind of down in our hearts from receiving God's revelation through our dreams and that quiet moments, but we can create those throughout the day, but just when we're more in our heart, It's pretty interesting. We can learn from the prophets. You know, how did those guys, how did the guys in the Bible hear from God? Because whatever they were doing, that's what we want to do, because they were really good at hearing from God and seeing visions. And, you know, so a couple things, you know, what about Elisha? When he wanted to hear a word from the Lord, he said, oh, bring me a minstrel. So we see, oh, okay, so the prophets, in order to prepare their hearts and posture and position themselves to hear from God, they actually use music. So, okay, let's use soaking music, you know, instrumental, anointed music. I actually have a section in my book. I'm like, you know, 10 ways to get in the spirit, because that's what we want to do. We want to get out of our heads and into our hearts. God does not live in our heads. Ephesians 3:17 says God lives in our hearts. And, you know, Jesus talked about out of your innermost being flow the rivers of living water. This he spoke of the spirit. And our spirits are joined to Holy Spirit. So that means we just want to get out of our heads, into our hearts, into our spirits, and live from that sacred union. And so anything that we can do to kind of quiet down into our hearts, and again, looking at what did the prophets do? You know, John, Revelation is an awesome book full of angelic interaction and conversation and revelation. And it's really interesting. Something he says over and over, he's like, you know what? I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. And then I saw all manner of vision. You know, I was in the spirit, and then I saw these angels, and I heard this stuff. And so, okay, so he's saying, you know what, I'm not in my head. I am in my heart. I am in my spirit. And so, you know, scientifically, we can look at it now. We can say, well, what are some ways that we can move out of our heads being like beta brainwaves? Okay, that's faster, logical, analytical brainwaves. We're thinking, we're in our head, we're logical, we're analytical, but we want to move into alpha brainwaves, which are those quieter, slower, meditative, prayerful, reflective brainwave states. You know, alpha is that brainwave state, and that's why I said the morning is, first thing in the morning is so good, is just because, you know what, alpha is that state that you're in when you're dreaming or when you're just waking up and you're like not really sure if you're awake or asleep. You know, the veil between the spiritual world and the physical world is very thin. That's the alpha brainwave state, and we are just so much more sensitive to the spiritual realm. Like, it's around us all the time, but when we're in that brainwave state, oh, we're actually aware of what is around us all the time. So the things we can do that science has even shown us, things we can do, okay, yes, you know, soaking music is great. Closing our eyes, that's obvious, I think, because we want to not focus on the things that are seen. We want to focus on the things that are unseen, right, the invisible realm. We want to keep seeking the things above. And not have our mindset on this natural realm, that's death. The mindset on the spirit is life and peace. So we're intentionally looking at, you know, closing our eyes so that we use the eyes of our hearts. And that's like a really big thing for us to understand, that usually we're not going to be seeing in the spirit with our physical eyes. It's actually the Ephesians 1:18 eyes, when Paul prayed that the eyes of your heart would be enlightened. So we have spiritual senses. So okay, we can listen to soaking music. We can engage our spiritual eyes by like using imagination, you know, practicing as we read the Bible, like envision those stories. Oh, see Jesus there, you know, feeding the 5,000. See, as you're reading Revelation, you know, let me picture and imagine this. God uses our godly imagination as a stepping stone into a supernatural vision. You know, praying in the spirit, that's another awesome way to quiet us out of our heads and into our spirits, and then, oh, all of a sudden we are so much more aware of the company of heaven that the Bible says is around us all of the time.
Amen. Amen. That's powerful. It's so good. It's so good. So one of my favorite parts of that is the soaking. I'm a worshiper and a worship leader, so I'm all for that. But I have other friends who are more, they get into that very peaceful state with the Lord from the Logos, right? They get into the Word, the next day they know they're in complete meditation in the Word. So there's different recipes for different folks, right?
You're right. We are wired differently for sure. And so you can definitely experiment and, you know, what works best for you. You know, some people want to go out in nature and they feel very connected to God, you know, through experiencing his glory and, you know, his awesome creation. And just like you said, yes,
worship and absolutely meditation. Yes, big fan of that. You're absolutely right. Those are all powerful ways to get in that space. You're right.
Amen. Amen. Now, I know that you have your teachings, and by the way, you can check out Dr. Charity online. She has so much material out there. It's so awesome. Are your trainings, are they local or are they just online? How can people connect if they want to go through your trainings?
Yeah, well, definitely check out our website, glorywaves.org, so GloryWaves.org, and glorywaves.org/angels is where you'll find all the fun angel stuff. There is actually an angelic an activation where we can meet with Jesus. I lead you in a visionary encounter, and we ask Jesus, what would he like to tell us? And we ask Jesus about our angels and see, would he like to make any angelic introductions? So we're very much about actually not just reading about angels, but experiencing them, right? We don't want to just talk at God and Jesus. We want to, let's have a conversation with Jesus, with Father, with Holy Spirit. So we lead you into that. And then, so that's a free activation. You can definitely, avail yourself of that. There's free media. So there's teachings, there's lots of articles on there. And then there's books, DVDs, and even an online course. So kind of whatever way you want to engage, we definitely have resources that hopefully will fit the bill.
Amen. Amen. So Dr. Charity, I'd like to give you a good 10, 15 minutes. I just want you to just release whatever you feel led of the Lord, and I'm going to turn the mic over to you. Is that okay?
Sure. That sounds wonderful.
Yay. Okay.
Return
the mic over to Dr. Charity, and you're at home, so I want you to share whatever God has given to you.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I love sharing on this topic. I was so pleased when I was invited to and grateful because, a lot of Christians, they're maybe a little bit leery about angels. And it's like, oh my goodness, we're talking about angels and interacting with angels. Is this not New Age? And so just kind of by way of introduction, I will let you know I'm a preacher's kid. Okay, and I survived. I got saved when I was like 4 years old. I was baptized in the Spirit when I was 7. So I grew up in church. And then I was doing lots of missions trips as a teenager. Then I went to Bible school. And I've actually been active in the ministry with my family for like the last 25 years. So for me, when I talk about interacting with angels, it actually does not sound New Age at all. To me, it actually sounds like Daniel, right? It sounds like Zechariah. It sounds like Jesus in the Gospels. It sounds like John in Revelation. It's very, very scriptural. And I think that's kind of the very first thing that we need to understand. A lot of people are like, oh my goodness, if we start interacting with them, then we're going to start like worshiping him. And oh my goodness, no, we're not. Nobody wants to do that. We are not worshiping angels, and that's quite a big jump. Not necessary. It's interesting that there is actually no record anywhere in Scripture of any believer actually worshiping a fallen angel. They were never deceived. No believer was ever deceived into accidentally worshiping a fallen angel. That's kind of everybody's big fear. If we get involved with angels, that's just going to happen. But if it never once happened in the Bible, it's probably not something we need to be really worried about. In fact, the clearest teaching we have anywhere in Scripture on not worshiping angels was delivered by an angel himself, which shows us, oh my goodness, angels should be listened to, right? And so it doesn't really matter like what I think about angels, and it doesn't really matter what you think about angels. It matters what God thinks about angels. He's the one who invented them. He created angels. They are his idea. And so I think, we actually honor God more by not like ignoring his creation or marginalizing them, but honoring them because he honored them by creating them and assigning them to us. So it's pretty interesting when we go to scripture. Well, does the Bible have very much to say about angels? Well, it actually does. It has so much. There are no less than 365 references to angels in the Bible. I know this because we have an appendix in the back of our book, Everyday Angels, and it has every single verse there. So you can look every single one up. You can pray over them. You can ask Holy Spirit how he wants this to be a reality in your life. But I think that's really significant because we might be like, well, we maybe don't want to overemphasize something or give too much focus on it. And I'm like, oh my goodness. There's a verse for every single day of the year here. I don't think God was worried about us focusing on them too much, right? And, you know, even the fact that there are a whole entire chapter in the Bible devoted to angelic interaction and conversation like Daniel, right? And how about Zechariah? I don't know if you have read Zechariah lately, but the first six chapters of that book is actually, it is just a back and forth conversation between Zechariah and the angel he was talking to. Oh my goodness, did we even know we could do that? Have a back and forth conversation with an angel. Well, Zechariah was doing it, right? We know Mary was doing it in the New Testament. She was conversing with Gabriel over, you know, Jesus's birth. And that's pretty significant. We might think, oh, you know, maybe we're not supposed to be doing it. But if our biblical heroes were doing it, well, these things were written as examples for us, right? Our lives are supposed to match them. And Revelation, you know, 22 chapters full of angelic interaction and conversation. And it's pretty significant too. You know, angels are actually mentioned more in the New Testament than the Old Testament. And the New Testament is a lot shorter. And that's significant for a lot of reasons because we might be tempted to say, well, okay, you know, angels are all right, you know, and maybe in the Old Testament, right? Old Covenant, sure, they needed angels back then, but hello, we're in the New Covenant, right? We have Jesus in us. We have Holy Spirit on us. We have Father God with us. Seriously, do we really need the ministry of angels? Well, in order to answer that question, we just go to the New Testament and we say, hey, were there any examples of believers who did have Jesus living in them, who were empowered by Holy Spirit, yet they still received angelic assistance, right? And that would answer our question. Well, if that's what they were doing in the Bible, that's what we should expect for our lives. And yeah, there's all kinds of examples. It's so fun when we can read through the Bible and see these prophetic precedents. We can say, oh, this is what God wants for us. You know, for example, you know, how about Paul? Remember in the book of Acts, there was a storm, right? He's on a ship. Their waves are crashing. The wind is blowing and he is scared spitless. He's like, oh my gosh, we're all going to die. And then what happens? An angel comes to Paul and says, hey, don't worry. You and your crew, you're going to survive this thing. And that's so interesting because Holy Spirit himself could have delivered that message to Paul. Well, instead, God chose to use an angel, right? The same thing with Revelation. If you look at the beginning verses of the book of Revelation, it clearly says John was there, an angel was there, and Jesus was right there too. Now, if Jesus didn't want John listening to angels or looking at angels or focusing too much on angels, well, Jesus himself could have personally given John that epic tour of heaven, right? But instead, he's like, oh, here's an angel. Let him show you around, right? Okay, well, that's pretty interesting. And again, the same thing, Peter, right? We know this guy. He keeps getting himself thrown into jail, right, for preaching the gospel. And he keeps getting busted out of jail. And how is this happening? Angels. We have not one, but two recorded instances in scripture of angelic jailbreaks. And again, that's significant because Father God himself could have gotten Peter out of jail personally, but instead he chose to use angels. So we see, oh my goodness, over and over in scripture. And then finally we might say, well, fine. Oh, that's good. But what about Jesus? Jesus is our real model. He is our example, right? We want our lives to match his. And so then we ask, well, did Jesus receive the ministry of angels? Well, yeah. Absolutely, he did. Matthew 4:11, right? Angels came and ministered to Jesus. This was in the wilderness. Remember, he was tempted by the enemy. And then, oh, the angels came and they strengthened him. Specifically, what it says in Luke 22:43, when he's in the Garden of Gethsemane, that an angel from heaven strengthened him. And so that's pretty significant again, because, oh my goodness, if anybody could get by without needing angelic assistance, that would be Jesus. Jesus, the Son of God, Jesus, God himself, right? He's got this. And instead, oh, Father God, yeah, says, you know what? Here's some angels. Partner with the angels. Receive the ministry of angels. Be strengthened by angels. And so obviously a student is not above her teacher. If Jesus is receiving the ministry of angels, sign me up, please. Okay, that is what I want. And so, oh my goodness, we're seeing all of these people are receiving, and Jesus himself. And you know, you might ask them, well, why aren't we seeing more angels? You know, if we know the Bible says the angels of God are encamped around about us. We know God has given us the angels charge over us to guard us in all of our ways. So they are always with us because they are guarding us in all of our ways. And so if they're always here, you know, why aren't we seeing them more? And I think it's a couple of reasons. I think number one, we don't know what we're looking for. And number two, we don't know where to look. And so number one, I think a lot of times we're expecting these huge winged creatures, where a lot of times in the Bible, they were described just like people. Oh, someone appeared in the form of a man. Oh, a man in white clothing. You know, over and over in the Gospels and Daniel, it describes angels, but it describes them looking just like men. No wings mentioned. Okay, so sure, there are angels with wings, but a lot of times they're going to be people that look, they're going to be beings that look just like us. And they can even look exactly like people, because it says in Hebrews 13:2, it says, well, don't neglect to show hospitality to strangers, because by so doing, you can entertain angels unaware. So number one, we need to know what we're looking for. And number two, we need to know where to look. And that's kind of what we touched on, just by quieting ourselves down into our spirits and looking in the spirit realm. Yes, angels can appear in flesh and blood in the physical realm, you know, and that's awesome when they do. But if we're not seeing them as often as we want, then we can go to their realm, right? Because we too are actually spirit beings. Father is spirit. He created us in his image. We are spirit. And so we see with our spiritual eyes into the spirit realm, the spirit beings that are there. And I know that you can do this. I know that it's easy to do, just by way of testimony, because I've always done it. I've always seen my angels. Now, I don't see my angels all of the time, but I do see my angels whenever I look for them. Okay, so when I take the time to look into the spirit, okay, and there they are. And that is very encouraging. That is very comforting, because if life gets crazy and feel stressed out, well, let me see. Oh, the company of heaven, they've got my back. So I can live fearlessly, right? Because I see that God's got this. He's got, you know, the company of heaven protecting and guarding me. And so that's awesome. I've seen my angels since I was a little girl, since I was like 4 years old. I told my mom their names, Pojus and Shobus. Okay. And Pojus is kind of like tall, dark, handsome. Shobus is more like your traditional looking angel. We're talking golden hair, eyes of fire. Of course, they're big, strong, buff, because who wants a wimpy angel, right? But they are very much like my big brothers. They're like the big brother you always wish you had, or the best version of your very best friend. I very much get a sibling vibe from them. And that makes sense, you know, because it's funny in the Bible, you know. Well, so my angels will tell me things. They're like, you know, it's so great being about Father's business with you, you know, and, or they'll say, oh, don't worry, m'lady, Father has a plan. Father always has a plan. And so they call me m'lady because that's really fun. And they always refer to God as Father. And finally, I'm like, you know, guys, seriously, not to be a total jerk here, but where do you all get off calling God Father? Because last I checked, I was the daughter of God, right? So thankfully, angels are very patient. And so they're like, yeah, well, he's our Father too. And so they took me to scripture. And hello, who knew? Okay, that all the angels knew the book of Job. I don't know if we've read that recently, but repeatedly, over and over again throughout the book of Job, the Bible actually describes angels as the sons of God. The sons of God. Like the sons of God shouted for joy at the creation of the world. So obviously the angels were there when God created the world. He's not talking about people, right? So wow, they're the sons of God. I'm the daughter of God. It's this kind of supernatural family. No wonder I get a sibling vibe from them, which is so fun. And they're super funny. They're charming. They're chivalrous. But they're really like stand-up comedy, kind of funny sometimes, because they're always wanting to keep me in a good mood. And so they'll just tease me, and I'll tease them back. And I'm like, seriously, your name, not cool. Not cool. Poges and Jobus? I'm like, seriously? And they're like, yeah, we're not from around here. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. Good point, guys. So yeah, they do. They're just like my beloved husband, Leo. Okay, they go out of their way just to make me laugh, just to make me smile. And I think a lot of times we do not even care about our emotional equilibrium as much as God does. You know, we're just like, oh, I'm doing the work of the kingdom, and I'm totally stressed out, and blah, 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 blah. But I'm doing the right things. And God's like, you know, stress is not the revelation of the kingdom. It's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom of God. And that's probably the last thing I'll just share on that is just, you know, we know Psalm 91, it talks about God gives his angels charge over us and they guard us in all of our ways. And I used to think that was just limited to, well, they're physically guarding me, right? Or spiritually protecting me. And yes, that's all true. But my angels tell me they are guardians of my laughter and protectors of my peace. And I think that's such a gift too. And that's God's heart for us. Because, oh my goodness, we know the CDC, right, the Center for Disease Control, they even tell us that, like, what, 85% of sickness and disease is caused by stress. Well, what is the opposite of stress? It's peace and it's joy. So if our angels and God himself, if they can keep us in this space of peace and joy and just laughter, well, then they have just delivered us and saved us and protected us from, like, 85% of sickness and disease. Right. So even by being playful and fun, which they so are, I mean, that's serving Father's purposes, right? Because he is our healer. He is Jehovah Rapha. And so they are still about Father's business, even though they seem like they're not paying attention. Okay, one more story, and then I'll let you come back on, because I think I've used up my 15 minutes, but just one more funny story. You know, they are so fun and playful. And, you know, I would tease them. I'm like, are you guys even, you know, paying attention? I mean, are you not supposed to be, like, guarding me and protecting me? This is serious stuff. And y'all are just goofing off. And so as I'm sort of, like, challenging them about their guardianship responsibilities, you know, they looked at each other and they're just, you know, it looked like, you know, should we let her in on our secret? Because they're just like, you know what? We've got people for that. That was the sense that I got when I challenged them. Are you guys guarding me? And they're like, we got people for that. And, you know, presumably they meant, you know, the people were other, you know, more responsible guardian angels. That's all I could figure, right? And I was also teasing them about the fact that they don't have wings. Whenever I see my angels, they just look like, you know, guys. They don't look like they have wings. And I'm just like, what's wrong? Did you guys, like, miss the line when they were passing out, you know, wings in heaven? I'm like, of all the angels in all of heaven, and I get assigned the wingless one, right? And so again, I'm just teasing them. And so they're just like, oh, should we, you know, they looked at each other like, should we let her in on their secret? And so then they did, because, like, normally I can see, like, in the spirit realm, I can see just, you know, us. I see my two angels, Porges and Jobus, and I see me, and that's great. But then it was like they turn on the house lights. They, like, flip the switch. And then, like, all of a sudden, I could see, like, way, way out into the spirit realm in every direction. And, like, every single way I turned, it was, like, angels upon angels, rows of angels with wings standing at attention. And I'm like, okay, this inspires confidence. Guys, do you see that? This is what I'm talking about, right? But then they just laughed and, like, see, we got people for that. Right. And so it's just so fun to interact with the company of heaven. When you can see what God sees, you'll feel how God feels. And the Bible says that God sits in heaven and laughs. Right. God is not stressed out. So when we can see God, when we can see the angels, well, we're not going to be stressed out either. We're going to see it's just like it talks about, the myriads and myriads, the innumerable company of angels. They're guarding us. They're protecting us. So we don't have to be stressed out. We can live in that peace and that joy, which the Bible says is the very kingdom of God.
Wow, that's, amen. That is so good. That is so good. I don't know about you guys, but I'm excited. I am going to put a challenge on the Spirit of God starting this minute, because I will have to talk in the background, but I want more.
Amen.
And I'm so excited. Okay, so we have about 9 minutes left, and I would like to give some of the people that are listening in a chance to ask questions or comment, or if you want prayer for activation in this area, we are here for it. Amen. And I just want to tell Dr. Charity, thank you, first of all, for coming on, and two, for being a friend. I don't take that lightly. Thank you so, so much. Okay. So I am just going to, if I call out the last four of your phone number, that is who we will be talking with first. If you don't want to talk, because I can't, you know, you can't raise your hands or anything, just remain silent when I unmute you, and I'll know that that's not what you want to do, okay? Okay, so I'm going to start with the number ending in 2129. 2129. God bless you. Welcome to the Prophetic Sound Podcast. How are you this evening? Okay, we'll go to the next number. So we're going to go to the number ending in 4772. 4772. God bless you. Welcome to the Prophetic Sound Podcast. How are you this evening?
I'm doing well. How is everyone doing?
We are great. We are great. God bless you. Thank you for coming on. Did you have any questions or comments about tonight's broadcast?
I can just say that when I was a little girl in California, being the oldest, and there was a fire, and I kind of led some kids astray, and an angel actually brought us to safety. I realized that after I got saved. And the question for you is this. The first time I saw an angel that I realized after I got saved, I knew it in my spirit. It wasn't something I saw in the natural. Have you seen it in the natural or just in the spirit?
I have seen it in the spirit. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a good question. I do have some testimonies in the book of people who have seen it in the natural. My mom has. She has one of those awesome testimonies about she was kind of stranded on the side of the road with the car issues, and she's just like, God help me. And all of a sudden she turns around. Somebody is there. Hey, offer, do you need a hand? And, you know, helped her with what she needed done. And then she turned around to thank him, and he had disappeared. So, I mean, I have glory bumps even just recounting that testimony. And so she knows that was an angel, and it looked just like a person. So absolutely, it can go either way. Those are both very valid. We see with our natural eyes, and we see with our spiritual eyes, and angels will appear both of those ways. So good question.
Right. When I was ordained, I actually saw the two angels that the Lord has assigned to me. And they had swords in their hands. And I saw them as a vision.
Amen.
I love that. It reminds me of a vision that an intercessor actually in Budapest, Hungary, they brought me over there to teach them about angels. And that was such an honor. But she had such a powerful vision about how we partner with angels. It's not just angels serving God. And it's not just us serving God, we're doing it together in this strategic kingdom coalition. And what she saw was there was a strong, valiant warrior angel, but just standing there, not doing anything. And as she prayed, her intercession, the words that were coming out of her mouth were a sword. And then the angel took that sword. And so what she was prophesying, what she was declaring, what she was praying, that was giving the angel something to fight with, to go to war with. So that is such a powerful vision that you got to see that. And I love that gives us such a glimpse of how we are to partner with the angelic realm and bringing heaven to earth.
Well, I'm going to say this, and I'll cut loose a prophetess. But when the Lord showed me those particular angels at that time, He said that my what the enemy has done, because I'm I have a prophetic call in my life, that the swords represent that my path had been cut for me, and that was the symbol that He told me that was.
Amen. So good. That is powerful.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Prophetess, for coming on, and I thank God that you're here this tonight, Prophetess Bernice. We love you. Thank you. And we're going to move on to the next number just because we're down to 4 minutes. But we're going to have Dr. Charity back on. I feel like just wringing her out like a sponge.
Sounds so good to me. I'll take it.
Yay. Okay. So I'm going to go to the number ending in 0315. God bless you. Welcome to Prophetic Sound Podcast.
Hi, thank you. It's Kristen.
Hey, sister.
Hi. I'm in Target. I hope God just comes and just wrecks me in Target. I was unable to get on. I was in a meeting when I got the invite for the blog, talk radio. Whatever I heard from Charity, I think your spirit is delightful. I love it. Whatever's God done, whatever God has given you, I would love some of that. Joy, you have a confidence just in like the 5 seconds I've heard you talk. It's absolutely stunning.
Oh, well, thank you so much for that. I receive that. Bless you.
And I don't know what the podcast was about, but I did have angels help me once.
Mm, awesome.
In human form, they dug me out and then they were gone. It was the strangest thing ever. I was brand new saved. I had no clue what that was.
I love it. That is so good. Yes, God is practical. When we're in a snowstorm, that is exactly what we need. Snow shoveling angels. Come on.
Come on.
So
good.
Yes. I would love with the 3 minutes or however many seconds I have to really just partner with God in just be open to receive whatever He has to give me in this season that I need to continue to go forward.
Thank you, Lord.
That is so good. Would you like me to pray, Prophetess, for a release over her and over everyone listening, kind of just like an impartation?
Absolutely. Yeah, I was just getting ready to say that. I felt it coming. Absolutely. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Sounds good. Well, Heavenly Father, we just come before you in Jesus' name, and we thank you so much for your love for us, God. Thank you that you are a good, good Father, and you have thought of everything. Thank you, God, so much for the angels that you have assigned to us to guard us in all of our ways. Thank you so much for these ministering spirits that you have sent to serve and assist us. And we just pray right now that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to see you and your company of heaven. Thank you, Father God, for your angels that are encamped round about us, surrounding us with protection. Thank you, Father God, that your angels are here to strengthen us and instruct us and rescue us, just as they did in the Bible with Zechariah, with Daniel. God, we want that for ourselves, just like the angel brought Elijah provision, God. We want heavenly resources from heaven. God, we want supernatural peace. We want comfort and confidence that comes from knowing that there are more with us than are against us. Thank you, God, that we are never alone. God, I just thank you so much that just like you use angels to communicate your revelation and prophetic promises to us, that we would have eyes to see and ears to hear, that we would be open to receiving your revelation however it comes, God. We want to receive that strengthening in ministry. We want to even be like Philip, who partnered with the angel in evangelism and took the gospel to the Ethiopian government official and the government official, and the gospel goes to Africa because Philip listened to the angel that told him where to go. So God, we just listen to you. We listen to your angels. We honor their ministry. We thank you, God, for them, and we will give you, Jesus, all the praise and honor and glory for everything that you do as we partner with your servants together in this strategic kingdom coalition. We thank you, Father God, for this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 So lovely.
So good. so good. I was going to tell you, don't worry about the timer thing. That's recording. But you know, I wanted to share a testimony that happened for my husband and I together. Early in our ministry, we were youth pastors at a church in Tacoma, Washington. I'm originally from Washington State, and we were getting ready for VBS. You know, the days of the Vacation Bible School. So I'm setting up to get the kids ready for the week or whatever. My husband's in the office doing whatever he's doing. We're totally two parts of the church, and this is a huge building, right? And all of a sudden, a person walks into the sanctuary and says, you know, the Lord calls you blessed and holy. And I'm like, okay. It just kind of walks away. And I'm like, what in the world was that about, you know? And at the same time, I'm kind of coming into the hallway. My husband is running up the hallway. And I'm like, yeah, somebody just came in and said, I'm blessed and holy, right? And my husband said, well, somebody just came in the office and said the same thing. I'm like, well, why are we both running out to the parking lot? Like, it was almost like we knew. It was more of a knowing that it wasn't something that we just, you know, it wasn't like somebody gave us a big message in the sky. We just kind of knew this was something that was special, you know? So we run out into the parking lot, and the person's just standing there waiting for us. And the person gives us this dynamic word about how God was going to raise us up, send us to nations. Now, mind you, at the time, we were just at the little church on the corner. And, you know, just gave us this amazing word about how God was undergirding us. And we found out later part of the word that was given us was from Isaiah 58, 11, and 12. We didn't know that then. We just knew when the person said, you're going to be repairs of the breach and repairs of the streets and things like that. We didn't completely understand at that moment. But what we do both know is, We're praying, got our eyes closed, hands lifted. We open our eyes, there's nobody there. We didn't see anybody get in the car. Me and my husband are like, did they drive away? Like, what just happened? You know? And but we tell that testimony all the time because it's really the only time we've had an experience together. We both have had experiences away from one another, but not together. So that was the only time we've had an angelic encounter together. But then later on, like 2 years later, we met up with a prophet who said basically the same exact words. And he was like, you know, just in case you didn't get the message from the angel, you know, and we were like,
okay, come on.
You know? So that is one of the times that in the natural, I've had encounters with angels, and I think God can do what He wants to do, right? He can use a donkey, He can definitely use whoever or whatever, but that for us was like air. Consider we were in a little non-spirit-filled church that we were having all of these encounters, and it was like the Lord would just give us little pieces of bread until we were ready to move on, you know. And so I really wanted to share that because, yeah, He's so good in what He does. And at the time, I remember my heart's cry for that season was, Lord, what do I have to offer Your people? Like, I was looking for my purpose, and what am I here for? And the Lord was so faithful to answer that. He didn't care if He had to drop an angel from the sky. He was faithful.
Come on.
He answered that question. And so for those of you that have, you know, you're searching. I just feel this in my spirit. You know, you're really searching. You're like, Lord, what is it this season? What exactly am I, you know, what is my purpose? What am I doing here? Like, you know, the Lord is not slack. And I've been saying this since the beginning of the broadcast. He's not slack in His promises. He is going to answer. And I really believe that when we take some of these tools that Dr. Charity is just speaking about tonight and begin to purpose our hearts towards heaven, he is not just going to answer those questions, but he's going to fulfill things that you have been waiting for a very long time. I think it's interesting, the timing of God, how perfect it can be, because, you know, in one season, I may have generally looked past that whole experience as, oh, it was just an experience. In the season that I was in, it was like the Lord leading me through a desert to an oasis.
Mm.
And just deeply of the Spirit of God. And so why didn't it happen that season or the season before? Because it was purposed for this season for such a time as this. And God has something planned for each and every one of you. It is going to be better than it was before. And so I just want to give God praise. And I just wanted to share that experience, too, since we're talking about our experience with angels. I'm waiting for my angel to come dig me out the stone, though, Kristen. I'm waiting on that. it gets real.
It's real handy. That's excellent.
I'm just saying. So, amen. Okay, I'm going to give number 2129 one more chance. I just want to make sure we don't miss you. Number ending in 2129. Did you have anything that you wanted to say, share? Did you need any prayer? Okay. Well, I just give God praise. Again, Dr. Charity, thank you so much for being here. And I definitely want to make sure we get you scheduled for another broadcast. Also, the School of Prophetic Insight will be beginning in November, the beginning of November. And maybe we'll see if we get Dr. Charity to be one of our instructors. That would be awesome. We do a school of insight and revelation every year, Dr. Charity. And we pick different subjects and different experts in those subjects, because one thing God has shown me is that revelation comes through the kingdom, not through one vessel. And so so we really do have a good time with the different anointed vessels of the Lord, and they speak on their specialty and in their wheelhouse, and they teach us, and we sit there with our pens and our pads and eat of the bread of life. So I don't know. We'll have to see what your schedule's looking like for November, but it would be so amazing. But we definitely want to have you on way before November. But the School of Insight and Revelation, it's just, that's my baby, that's my heart. It's one of the things the Lord has called me to, just to be a connector and to create platforms. So I think that the Lord's, you know, his purpose and his will being done through his people is just an awesome thing. It's just an amazing thing. So I give God praise for that. So Dr. Charity, you already told everyone about your ministry and how they can get a hold of you. If anyone wants to connect to Dr. Charity's ministry, Glory Waves ministry, please do. I'm telling you, this woman of God has so much insight. Pick up her book. Where can they get your books at, Dr. Charity?
Well, they can get them wherever Christian books are sold. I mean, it is on Amazon. It is on our website, glorywaves.org. So you can get the ebook, you can get the physical book shipped to you. Everyday Angels, How to Encounter, Experience, and Engage Angels in Everyday Life. That's the one we were talking about tonight.
Okay. Amen. So make sure you guys get a hold of that. And make sure you are setting aside that time. Just to press in. You know, I know things get so darn busy and the enemy is great at creating distraction, but this is a season where we have to be purposeful. So please be purposeful in your pressing. Be purposeful in getting closer to the Lord and building your relationship with Him in this season. I just want to say thank you for coming to the Prophetic Sound Podcast. I am grateful. Thank you for always supporting Prophetic Wind Ministries. We love you. I want to honor my husband, Apostle Marcus Smith, and his absence on tonight. Just so grateful for all of you being here and rocking with us for, September makes 18 years, you guys. We are doing this thing. So we thank God for that. Again, you can reach us at facebook.com/Prophetic Wind Ministries. And remember, you have to put in the ministries because there is another Prophetic Wind. Also, The Dancing Sword, my book on Davidic worship. You can find that on Amazon as well and on Kindle. And we are working on the audio version now. September 15th, 16th, 17th. Will be the Awakening 2022 here in Buffalo, New York. We have not announced all of our speakers. The flyer actually be out at the end of this week. So for those of you who have been traveling in for the Awakenings and things like that, I will be getting you all of the details that you will need. This year's theme is the sound, and so I'm giving God praise about the release of the sound and the sound of the shofar that is going to crack the sky. We give God all of the praise. This year, we will be stretching out into a few other cities. Can somebody say amen? So October the 28th will be the Awakening 2022 Rochester, and December... I believe it's the 17th. Don't quote me on that date, though, because I don't have my calendar in front of me. But I believe it's the 17th. It will be the Awakening ATL. So we are doing, we are thanking God for our 18th year. We're thanking God for the Prophetic Awakening, and we're starting to see that happen in our nation, which is such a blessing, because when the Lord told us to begin the Awakening in 2010, we were just seeing the pinnacle of the ground being tilled. And now we're starting to see that growth bursting through the surface of the soil. So we give God praise for that. So this is, again, the day that the Lord has made, and may you rejoice in it. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for each and every person who has listened in. I thank you for each and every person that will listen. And I ask, Lord, that you will allow your anointing to flow from this broadcast, that you would give them the most of yourself, Lord. Cover them in your glory. Lord, let your favor, Lord God, rest upon them. Be gracious unto them and give them peace. Lord, I ask for a special anointing upon Dr. Charity as you're getting ready to release her, Lord God, into bigger and greater things. I ask, Lord God, that you cover her home, that you cover, Lord God, the things you have given her dominion over, Father God, covering vehicles, Father God, Lord, and bring in the new things that she needs in this season, Father God, new things, Father God, that are needed in the name of Jesus. And just, Lord, pour it out on her in this season, Lord God, because she has poured out so much on so many. And so, Father, it is not our will, but your will be done on earth. And we release all of this into your mighty, capable hands. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Okay, everyone. So we will be back on next week at 7 p.m. Tell a friend, phone a friend, as they say. And God is going to be with us on that broadcast as well. And if you have any questions, any prayer requests, any needs, please reach out to us at propheticwindministries@gmail.com. Okay, and at this time, I'm going to release the call. God bless you, and good night.
prophetic sound podcast. Pray for your mind, pray for your soul. On prophetic sound podcast, it's uplifting. God is willing. On prophetic sound podcast, come on, let's praise Him like this. All on one accord, and what you hear, 'cause it's uplifting. God is willing on prophetic sound podcast.